What about Nodra? She made the neder now. V'hibru shus habal, and she's already married to a husband, then meifalo. Then the husband could be meifal the neder. The boss says, Shah Samirat Linam, Beilakula Beilachumra. You go at the time, how she is, when she made the neder. Nodra knows if she made the neder that she's already remarried, so then the husband could be meifal, could take away that neder. Keitzat Omra, how was the case? Keitzat Omra, Harenin Nazira Liachad Lamet. She says she wants to become a Nazira 30 days from now. Is Afal Pishan is Almano or Nizgasha Batech Lamet? Hareze Mufar. Even though later, at the time when the Chalei should take place in 30 days, she already lost a husband, or she already received the get, so what? We go at the time when she made the Neder. When she made the neder, she was still married. And if the husband heard about it that day, or the day that he hears about it, he has the right to be made for it, to say the neder is no good. Even though when the neder is first supposed to be chal in 30 days from now, she's already without the husband. Either the husband died or else she received the get. We don't, so what? Our Mishnah holds, you go at the time, how she is, when she made the neder. If the day she made the neder, she was still married then, even though she says the neder should first be chal in 30 days from now, so what? We look how she is at the time when she makes the neder. If when she made the neder she has a husband, the husband then could be made for that neder the day he hears about it. What about Nodra Boy Bayoim? She made the neder in the morning, and she was still married. V'nizgarsha Boy Bayoim. But then the same day that she made the neder, she received the get. So now that she received the get, she has no more husband, so nobody can be made for that neder. Now the chiddush is, hechzira boy bayoin. Even if the husband remarries her again that same day, so comes out in the morning she made the neder, and the husband heard about it. So if the husband would have been made for the neder right away, he could take away the neder. But he did not make that for her. Instead, he went and gave her a get. And then 2 hours later, he wants to remarry her, and he remarries her. So the Mishnah says a chiddush, ein yochel hafer. The husband now, at the end of the day, cannot be made for the neder his wife made in the morning. Even though in the morning when she made the neder, he was the husband. Just 2 hours in the afternoon, he was not the husband. He gave her a get at 10 o'clock in the morning. She made the neder 9 o'clock in the morning. 10 o'clock in the morning, he gave her a get. And 12 o'clock in the afternoon, they had a chasn again. They remarried again that day. So now 1 o'clock in the afternoon, he is the same husband that was the husband in the morning when she made the neder. Still, the klal is, this husband cannot be made for the neder. Zeh klal, this is the klal. Kol sheyotza l'rishus atzma shrachas, if she went out to be in her own rishus, even for 1 second, for 1 minute, for 1 hour, is then yochel hafer. That breaks it, that the husband cannot be made for that neder anymore. So since at 10 o'clock she received the get that morning, so even though he remarried her again at 12 o'clock, but since from 10 to 12 she was a grusha without a husband, so the neder she made in the morning has like a break to it, that no man now could be mad to that neder. So Mela, that neder remains with her, and the only way she could take it away is she goes to a chacham to have hataras nedarim. But that a husband could be made for his wife's nedarim is only if he's the husband from the beginning until the end. But if there's a break in between, even for 1 minute, that he gave her a get, and then right away he remarries her again, nothing doing. If for 1 second she goes out of the rishus of the husband into her own rishus, so that breaks it, and now that neder has no more hafara. So Gemara says like this. Tanya would not like this. The pasuk says, Tanya, Amona Ugrusha Shamra. That's what the Pasuk says, V'neder Amona Grusha Yochem Alei. That if a lady makes a neder when she has no husband, she was an Amona, or else she received the get, so Lachar is, since there's no husband then, so the neder remains, nobody can be made for that neder. Now, let's say, Tanya, Amona Grusha, if the lady is an Amona, she lost the husband, or else she received the get, Shomra, that she says, Harenin Nizira Likeshenose. She says right now that she wants to become a Nizira the day she gets married, the day she has another husband. V'nisais, and then she gets married. So the question is, could the new husband now be made for that neder or not? So Rabbi Shmuel Loimah Yefer. Shmuel says yes, the new husband has a right to be made for this neder. Because when is the neder first chal? First after she remarries. So it comes out, if you go after when the neder takes place, is in effect, it only takes place after she remarries. So then she has a husband, so the husband has the right to be made for that neder. For Rabbi Akiva Roimer, lo yafer. No, Rabbi Akiva says the husband cannot be made for the neder. Because we go after Shas Amira. We go after the time when she made the neder, when she said it, when she spoke it out. She spoke it out when she was an Amona and a Grusha. Because that's like our Mishnah. That you go boss the house she is at the Amira when she makes the neder. Here she was an Amona. She was a Grusha when she made the neder. She only said that I want this neder to take place later after I remarry. But when did she say it? When she didn't have a husband. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, lo yefer. The new husband has no right to be made for the neder. In other words, Chura, our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Kiva, that the Halacha is totally how she is when she says the neder. Simna, we're going to make a simna now, yefer, lo yefer, lo yefer, yefer. In other words, these first two cases, the first case, that Rabbi Kiva says, lo yefer, in the next case, he's going to say yefer. And that Rabbi Shmuel says in the first case, Yefer, he's going to say in the next case, Lo Yefer. That's the simin that the same people that say Yefer and Lo Yefer in the first case, change around in the next case to say Lo Yefer and to say Yefer. That's this Yud Lamid, Lamid Yud. What's the next case? In the case of an Ashes Ish. Right now she's married. We have this lady that she has a husband and she makes a neder now. But Shomer, she says like this, Hareini Nezira Likashes Garish. She makes a neder now that I want to become a nezira after I receive the get. She wants the chalais neder to be chal after she receives the get. V'nizgasha, and that's what happened. The husband gave her a get in 5 days. So after he gave her a get, now the nezira is chal. So the question is, if the husband heard about this neder before he gave her a get, and he was made for that neder, is it the hafara good or not? So Rabbi Shmuel loymer lo yefer. Bishmol says no, the husband's hafara doesn't help, because if Bishmol goes l'shitosai, we have to look at the shas chalois of the neder. When does the neder take effect? Here she said she wants the nezira to take effect first after she gets a get. So after she receives a get, there's no more husband. So therefore the husband has no right to be made for that neder. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Yefer. Rabbi Akiva l'shitosai says no, we go bosa b'shas the yamira of the neder. So since when she said that she wants to become a nezira, she was married, she had a husband, therefore the husband has the right to be made for that neder. So kitzur, the both l'shitosos, just the opposite case. So v'kiva wayna yefer. Now, Omer Rabbi Yishmori, Bishmol says, that Bishmol says, you go boss a chalaisa neder, Omer Rabbi Yishmori, harayu wayma, the posik says, v'neder almono grusha. That means achi he neder b'shas almonos v'gerushin. Silon chi he neder means that the neder should be chal at the time when she doesn't have a husband, when she's an almona or a grusha. Now the pasuk is totally when the chalais of the neder is. If she makes the neder to be chal after she receives a get or after she becomes an almona, then the husband cannot be made for the neder. But if she made the neder now when she's an almona to be chal later after she remarries, you go boss a shas chalois neder, and then she has a husband, the husband could be maker. That's Rabbi Shmuel's svara. So that the Ran says, the neder hainu chalois neder. It means when the neder takes effect. Hilkach, bein bereshu bein b'seifa boss a chalois neder istom lemezel. That's Rabbi Shmuel's svara. That we don't care when she said the neder, but we care when she wants the neder to take effect. If she wants the neder first to take effect after she remarries, then that husband could be made for the neder. Because at the time of the chalais neder, she's remarried, she has a husband. And at the time, if she wants the chalais to be chal after she receives a get, so that the husband now cannot be made for that neder. That's Rabbi Shmuel Svara. Rabbi Akiva Sabbat Gemara says no. Harei Yuwayma, the Postik says, Koyol Asher Osra Al Nafsho. Anytime she makes the neder upon herself, that means that she hey isure neder b'shas almonas v'gerushin. Isure neder means when she says the neder. The Ran says, at she isur ha neder, kishi oiseres atzmo, when she speaks out and says the neder, v'neder, shakol holachacha shashu neder. Everything depends upon the time when you said the neder. That's Rabbi Akiva's svara. Tari dashins kol asher osra al nafsho. Whenever she speaks out the yisra upon herself, that's the way we have to look how she is right now. Hachye yisura neder b'shas amonis v'gershin. So therefore, if she says right now when she's married that she wants the nezirus to be chal after she gets a get, after she receives a get, the husband has the right now to be made for that neder. Because right now, when she spoke out the neder, she's still married. So therefore, the husband has the right to be made for. That's Rabbi Akiva's svara, and the chur, that's Pshan our Mishnah also. That our Mishnah says, you go bosa shas amira. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda, masnisa Rabbi Akiva, very good. Our Mishnah, the chur goes, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's very good. That our Mishnah says clearly, it depends how she is, b'shas she says the neder. That if she says now when she's in Amona, that the Nezira should be chal later, in 30 days, and she's married by then, still the Mishnah says, any yochel hafer. Because we go like a b'kiv yishita, we look how she is at the time when she said the neder. If when she said the neder, she was an Amona or a Grusha, she had no husband then, there's no din hafera to this neder. So that's what Rav Chisda says, very good. Now this Gemara says, Abaye Ram Abaye says no. It could be that Afilu Taimer Rabbi Yishmael. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yishmael, still maybe it's good. Even though in the Brice here Rabbi Yishmael says, it's totally how she is, B'shas the Chalaisa the Neder, that you look how she is at the time when the Neder takes effect, and the Chur that in our Mishnah doesn't come out good, because our Mishnah says that if she said she wants Nezirus to Michal in 30 days from now, and at the end of 30 days she's already remarried, our Mishnah says the husband cannot be made for the neder. So the question is, why not? According to Rabbi Yishmael, she should be able to be made for the neder. So Gemara says like this, Abaye says no, maybe comes a good according to Yishmael also. Hatayla like this, Masnisin Talya Nasha B'yomi. In the Mishnah is totally in days. Like you said, 30 days. In other words, she's an Amona right now. She's a Gerusha right now. She said she wants to become a Nezira in 30 days from now. Now, the way she is right now, she could remain an Amona the next 30 days also. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel agrees in our Mishnah that the Neder is not, that the husband cannot be made for it. Because at the time when she said the Neder, she was an Amona. And she said she wants it to be Chal in 30 days from now. Now, it's very possible at the end of 30 days, she'll still be an Amona. So since there's no indication when she spoke out that the neder should be chal when she has a husband, therefore Rabbi Shmuel would agree that a husband later cannot be made for it. Because at the time when she said it, it's very possible she'll remain the amona the whole time, therefore Rabbi Shmuel agrees in such a case, there's no hafara. But Braisa, in the Braisa when Rabbi Shmuel says that when this almona, this gerusha said that she wants to become a nezira after she remarries, so she's speaking out clearly that she wants the chalais to be after she remarries. So if so, then Rabbi Shmuel says, "Brice that told you nafsha b'nesuyin, shol shol meyomei v'loy nizgarasha, shol meyomei v'loy mintzavu." That it's possible. So that's the chilek. It should be the gist, should be the other way, like the Bach says. Masnisin the gist should be tal yinafsha b'yomei shol meyomei. But like we said, the Mishnah, she just said 30 days. Now it's possible that the whole 30 days will end, and she still won't be remarried. Therefore, that neder has no hafara. But in the Braisa, where she speaks out clearly, that she's making a neder to become a nezira. Now she's an amona, she's a grusha. But she's speaking out clearly, she only wants it to be chal after she remarries. So for sure the neder will be chal when she is remarried, then Rabbi Shmuel says the new husband could be made for the neder. Because at the time when she spoke out the neder, she spoke out clearly that hafara could take place, that she will be married by the chalais. So then Rabbi Shmuel argues on Rabbi Kiva and says we go vasa the chalais. But it could be in our Mishnah though, where there's no indication that she will be remarried at the end of 30 days. Right now she's not married, she's an amona. And she says in the Mishnah that I want my Nezira to be Chal in 30 days from now. So what you say is just at the end of 30 days it should be Chal, and it's very possible she won't be remarried by then. So therefore, when she spoke out the neder, there's no indication of a husband. Therefore, even if she does have a new husband later, he can't be mefer. Only in the Braisa, where she speaks out clearly when she makes the neder, she makes clearly that she only wants this neder to be chal after she gets remarried. So since at the time she spoke it out, she's mentioning the fact that she wants to get remarried, then Rabbi Shmuel says the new husband could be mefer. But Abaye says it could be, Rabbi Shmuel agrees to our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Zeh HaKlal Diktoni Gabinara Marosa. At last parak it also said, Zeh HaKlal. It said a klal by Nara Marosa, that if she goes out of the Rishus of a father and a husband, that there's no Din HaFara. So why did the Mishnah have to say it before for? What's the Zeh HaKlal? The Rambam speaks out, the parak in the last parak, Nara Marosa, the Tanan, Zeh HaKlal. As long as she's like she has a father, and she's a Nara Marosa, so as long as she did not go out into her own Rishus for a second, they had said before that the father and the husband could be Nefer. So what's the Chiddush of that Mishnah before? Lasuye Mai? Is Lasuye Holochav, in the case where the father went, in Shluchei Abal, with the Shliach of the husband. In other words, they went to make Nisuyin, but they didn't make it yet. So as long as they did not make the Nisuyin, then the father and the husband can be made for it together. Or else the father sent the Shliach to meet the Shliach of the Baal. Even though they sent the Shliach already, but Kozma, they did not make Nisuyin yet, she's still called Rishus Av. And therefore the father and the husband that only has Erisin, only has Kedushin, could be Nefer together. Now in our mission here, Yevanara Marosa, Tavio Baila Mefrin of the Rail.
Right.
That's what the mission before means. That Kol Zaman, they don't have Nesuyin yet, even though they sent the Shliach Av with the Shluchi Yabal, still the father and the husband together could be made for the Nether. Now Zeh HaKlal on our Mishnah, Diktoni Gaviv Yelu Nedorim, that the now Mishnah also says, Elu Nedorim, our Perikir, it also ends off the Mishnah, that Zeh HaKlal, Lasuya, what does it come to include? That Mosra Av L'Shluch HaYabal, let's say the father gave over his daughter already to the Shliach of the Baal. In other words, after Erisin, later when they come to make Nisuyin, Nisuyin means that the husband takes the wife into his own house. By Erisin, the pshat is you make Kedushin with your wife, but she still stays home and lives with the father. Later, 12 months later, when they make Nisuyin, then the husband takes his wife into his own house. See here, the husband sent the Shliach already to take his wife home, and the father already gave over his daughter to the Shliach HaBaal. Oishamos was Shluach HaAv, L'Shluach HaYabal, or else the father sent his daughter away with the Shliach. And now the Shliach of the father met up with the Shliach of the Baal. So that's the case that if they gave it over already, if she was given over already, that's called Nisuyin, that now the father can't be made for the nether anymore. Sheina Baal made for the Kodman. Because the klal is a husband can, a Baal, in other words, after Nisuyin, could only be made for the Dorian that she makes after the Nisuyin. But a neder that she made before the Nisuyin, then the Loch Rishi, the husband could only be made for when the father could do it together. But once here, she, the daughter, is given over, either to the husband, or to the Shliach of the husband, so that's called she now goes out of the Rishus Av. So therefore, if you want the husband by himself to be made for those Nedarim, he can't do it. Because since the neder was made before the Nisuyin, that's the Loch, Shein HaBaal made for the Kodman. A Baal after Nisuyin cannot be made from the Dorim that was made beforehand. He could only be made from the Dorim that's Chal later. So that's the Chiddush of the two Mishnayos in here. That when is Nisuyin taking place? When they give the daughter over from the father to the husband. At that time, Kshivan Shemosu Olehem, Shuvein Levi Rishuzbo. As soon as the daughter was given over to the Shliach of the husband, that's called she goes out of the father's Rishus. Once she's out of the father's Rishus, the father can't be Mefer anymore. So the husband by himself also cannot be Mefer. Because that's the klal. The husband by himself could only be Mefer in the Dorim that she makes after the Nisuyin. But in the Dorim that she made before the Nisuyin, the husband cannot be Mefer by himself. So therefore, Shein HaBaal, Mefer B'Kodmin. The Mishnah says like this: Tisha Nairis, there are nine type of girls that Nidrayim Kayomim, that if she makes a neder, the father cannot be made for it. Even though usually if you have a daughter that she's a Nara, she's not a Begeris yet, then when the father hears about the neder, he has the right to take it away to be made for the neder. But there are nine type of girls, daughters, that the husband, that the father cannot be made for. That's called Nidrayim Kayomim. Then the Nedarim stay there. So the Ran speaks out really that Hanach Tisha, these nine, really, Kulis Naya Bechlau Tlas. Really, it's only three categories. Tahainu, what are the three categories? Yesoima Bechayav. One is the Yesoima in the life of the father. What does that mean? She still has a father, saying the Ran just, she still has a father, but the case is that the father married her off, she made Nisuyin. Once the father marries off his daughter, she could only be 10, 11 years old. But once he gives her over to a husband, and the husband makes Nisuyin, now this daughter goes out of the father's Rishus. And even if she receives the get later, she doesn't come back to the father's Rishus. That's one category of Yesoima Bechayav. Even though the father's alive still, she's considered like she's a Yesoima, she went out of the Rishus of the father. By making Nisuyin with another, with a man, she goes away from the father. Another case is the Yesoima Mamish. In the case where the father Mamish died, she has no father, she's the Yesoima, substituted, there's nobody to be made for that nether. Who are dinu bageris? When your daughter becomes 12 and a half years old, at 12 and a half years old, she's called the bageris. A naris is only for 6 months. From 12 years old to 12 and a half, your daughter is called a nara. After 12 and a half years old, then she's called a bageris. A daughter that's 12 and a half years old also goes out of the father's rishus. If she makes the neder when she's 12 and a half years old, the father cannot be made for the neder. So really these are the three cases that your daughter goes out of your rishus that the father can't be made for. So the chol chad minus los agavni yotzim rishus aviyah. For Rabbanan Lamani Elahana Tlos Terminik Nis V'Gemara, Hel Reb Yudah Pola Kol Chad Mani Tlos Gav Netlos V'Rinu Mishalmi Yol Loyom Re'el Lachad Debem Tzatzatzatz Atamidim. Really there are only three categories, and the Gemara is going to say that Chom Tak only learned these three categories. Just in our mission here, it says it in nine categories. That means Reb Yehuda adds, in each category he puts three cases into it. And the Mishalmi says the only reason why Reb Yehuda did this, in other words, really it's Akasha. Usually we say everything always bekits are very short. How come here he made a long Megillah out of it? Nine cases? So it's only Lechadet Bosatzatzatz Tamidim. He only did it to make his Tamidim sharp. In other words, he wants the Tamidim to ask back. Hey Rebbe, what are you doing here? What are you saying three and three and three for? They're all included in three cases. So he only said it to sharpen his Tamidim. But really these are the three cases. Again, the Ikka three cases is either your daughter became 12 and a half years old, or else really the father died, or else the father married off his daughter to a husband, and the husband made Nisuyin already. When the husband makes Nisuyin, that also takes her out of the father's Rishus. Even if she receives a get, that she's still only 9 years old, she doesn't go back to the father's Rishus. She's considered an Amona B'chayaviyah, or Yisayma B'chayaviyah. So I'm just saying like this, Tisha Naris, nine girls, Nidrayim Kayamin. One case is Bageris, and she's mamish 12 and a half years old, Vihi Yesoima, and also she's Yesoima that her father died. Another case is Nara, Ubagra, she was a Nara, and then she became a Bageris, Vihi Yesoima, she's also Yesoima. Like there were all extra cases, any one of these would have been enough really. Another case is Nara,